The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle Streaming Radio 24/7. Today is the 17th of February 2017, believe it or not, and we are out there at Fiorello Barbell, at motivationmuscle.com. Go out and download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle and our 30-day program. They're both free ebooks. Go out there. One will make you think, and the other one will make you do. And if that isn't the most important thing I can tell you, I don't know what else I can share with you today besides the fine podcast we're going to be getting into very shortly. Secondly, we got our good friend Dr. William Wong on today, and I know everybody loves hearing him. I mean, all I get is he's my favorite. Well, we got your favorite on today, and wait till you hear what we're going to talk about momentarily. But go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. Just go out and look at the shows I've done with Dr. Wong in the last year. Absolutely incredible stuff. Absolutely incredible. Also, too, I think that's where we're going to one thing I'm going to ask today, I ask almost on every show. We could use contributions to the show. We are on Patreon. You can go as little as a dollar to contribute to the podcast, or you can go out to my PayPal account at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com. We're going through major growth right now. I feel that we have the best product out there that's only going to get better and better. We don't charge like a lot of people do, and I never want to get into that, but we have a big nut here every month, and money is very tight right now. So if you can contribute to either Patreon or PayPal at FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, I can't implore you enough how much we'd appreciate it. And you could help us out, and in the long run, it's only going to help everybody else out. Think about that, and anything you can do, obviously, would be much appreciated. Now, we're going to bring Dr. Wong in here, and we're going to give you a little bit of bio on this gentleman. Number one, he's a classical naturopath, a PhD exercise physiologist, certified athletic trainer, that's AATA, certified sports medicine trainer, ASMA, World Sports Medicine Hall of Fame member, and World Martial Arts Hall of Fame member. I'll have him come in, give out his website. Anybody that doesn't know, and he can talk about it if you like. He has his own podcast show. And Dr. Wong, welcome back, sir.
Thank you for having me back on board, Eric.
Always, sir. Anything I missed, obviously, websites, give it all out. If I missed anything, obviously, in the bio, do whatever you got to do.
No, you did just fine. Thank you. Excuse me.
Well, at least tell them where we can go to get your fine stuff, your products.
The products are available at drwongsessentials.com, drwongsessentials.com. My rantings and ravings and podcasts and my lectures are available at drwongradio.com, and there are about 60 articles on health, fitness, exercise, spirituality, and martial arts at drwong.us. That's drwong.u as in United and S as in States.
Awesome. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff today. We are going to talk, Dr. Wong really got me introduced to this gentleman. We're going to talk about training for honor. Now, this is from Jack Donovan, Sky Without Eagles, Essays and Speeches. And you know, everyone out there knows that Dr. Wong and I are very much involved in manliness. We believe in the whole scope of training. We believe in what it can do for you. We believe in leadership. And we talk about this because a lot of that is lacking today. But we're going to really talk about this chapter first. And wherever it snowballs into, we'll go into. But to me, the name of this show, it's going to be like dynamite, TNT. This is what we're going to talk about. Hopefully it's going to give you a lot of thought, a lot of thinking, and it's going to be very explosive in nature. So let's talk about Train for Honor, Doc. And by the way, before I bring Dr. Wong in again, we are getting nothing for this. I've reached out to Mr. Donovan. We don't get anything back from him in reply. So anybody that listens to this, if you know this gentleman, tell him that I would love to interview him. In fact, I would interview him with Dr. Wong. We would do a three-way call because thanks to Dr. Wong, we are definitely promoting this gentleman, and I'm not asking a thing for it other than I'd love to speak with him. So let's talk about that chapter, Doc. Start it right off.
You know, Jack Donovan talks about all the different reasons why men train and why men shouldn't train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he talks about the metrosexual guys who have little 13-inch arms and no shoulders. He talks about them, the pre-diabetic and diabetic guys who are just sitting on the couch eating potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, how fit do you actually have to be for this modern world? And then he talks about, well, you know, some guys train to be beautiful,
right,
to be attractive to women.
Yep.
Some guys train to be strong. Some guys train to be intimidating towards men. Some guys just train because they want health. Some guys train because they're expecting the world to end.
Mm-hmm.
But being a philosopher, he gives us a very different view of why he personally trains. He trains for honor. And if I could be allowed, let me read you the last few paragraphs of the,
sure,
of the chapter, Training for Honor.
Yep.
The athletic potential of a male body is wasted on the modern world. The best of us occupy ourselves by training to perform tricks and play games, but our bodies are built for work and action.
Mm-hmm.
Men are capable of Herculean labors, and the male machine wants, at the apex of its potential, to be hurled into a warp spasm of muscular inertia and at danger and ultimately death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't train to be fit enough for the modern world or to gain the esteem of the average modern man. I train because somewhere in my DNA there's a memory of a more ferocious world, a world where men could become what they are and reach the most terrifyingly magnificent state of their nature. I don't train to impress the majority of modern slobs. I train to be worthy to carry water for my barbarian fathers and to be worthy of the company of men most like them alive today. I train because I imagine the disgust and the contempt our ancestors would have for us all if they lined up modern men on the street. I train to be less of an embarrassment to their memory. I train because most modern men dishonor all of the men who came before them.
Mm-hmm.
I train as if they were watching and judging us. I train as if I might one day be called to join them or strive and thrive as they once did in a better world, a greater age. I train because it is better to imagine oneself a soldier in a spiritual army training for war that may never come than it is to shrug, slouch, and shuffle forward into a just dysgenic and dystopian future. Honor is a higher reason to train, a higher cause, a motivation above and beyond the routine of the mundane. It's a better reason to keep going to the gym than mere narcissism or fear of immobility, impotence, or death. I admit that I still train for all of the other reasons that all men train. I'm as much a product of modernity as anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
But when I need a better reason to train because I don't know, because I know I don't have to train, and that people will still accept and respect me if I did not train, I train for honor.
Amen. I'll tell you what, I those last two paragraphs definitely sum up the whole excerpt there that he wrote. And I'll tell you, you know, I read the thing with aesthetics, especially the bodybuilder. You know, what are they doing? Well, they want to look good, or they want to look good for women. Well, look it, everybody wants to look good, all right? But the fact of life is this, and this is where at heart, when I hear you read those last two paragraphs and I read the whole excerpt of what Mr. Donovan wrote, I'm going to lay it right out flat. This reminds me of stone training. And I'll tell you why. It is barbaric. It is primal. Obviously, I'm tired of that word. It's been just beat to death. But there's and when he talks about DNA, I've said this on the show for a long, long time, and I'm going to bring up something again because I can never get tired of this, and I talk with people offline about this like crazy. This is what I'm going to equate, Doc, and I can't wait to hear. I've never said this to you, so I'm very anxious to hear what you say because I'm telling you right now, you and I could write a chapter like that that would fry people, literally. And we already got done with a big thing about testosterone and etched, and wait till they hear that. Here's what I say. I believe that all of us, and I mean all of us, I don't care if you got 12-inch arms and a girl's waist. I don't care. I believe in all of us, all in our DNA, that we all have that call. And that call is almost like when you hear a wolf at night or you're standing under a darkened sky with a big bright moon over you. All those things that take place that are going on around you that we've been shut off to, either by our own or by what's happened around us society-wise. Now, there not all of us, and I wish this would happen to everyone because it would be the best thing to ever happen to you. Something in your life is going to touch that off. Now, what are you saying when I say touch this off? Something within you, in that DNA, in that cellular level, I don't care what you want to call it, we all have that ability to want to rise and go out and go after. When you're talking about baling hay, when you're talking about lifting stones, when you're talking about lifting huge pieces of wood onto your shoulder and walking with them, when you're holding things that, you know, wheelbarrows full of stuff that's got your body cocked left and right, but yet you're still able to hold on and get it to its destination. I will tell you this. It was in me, obviously, from the very beginning I entered into the world. And what brought it out of me as a young age was Jimmy and the Incredible Hulk. And I'm going to explain this to you because this is very important. Jimmy had muscular dystrophy, as everybody knows. Everybody knows my commitment to my brother, where everything with this show, everything with FBC is fully dedicated to Jimmy. I have a picture I was telling Dr. Wong that you're going to see a big change on the websites where you're going to see a much more crafted write-up about my brother with one of the most beautiful pictures my mother ever found of him the other day in his wheelchair. What a beautiful brother. And he's staring at me right now as I talk to all of you. He's right in front of me every day. Like the nieces and nephews, I've got pictures all around me because it reminds me of what I am and where I come from and who I'm connected to. But as a kid, a 10, 11-year-old young boy, I was very frightened of getting muscular dystrophy. I didn't understand it. You know, I didn't understand why my brother couldn't walk. You know, they told us, our parents always explained us what was going on with him. They never left us out in the dark with any of it. But I thought you could catch it. I thought I would get it. And they reassured me, no, you cannot get it. And obviously you'd believe your parents, but you're a kid. Well, I remember the first time I saw a Hulk comic. And I said to myself, I got to be like this guy. Nothing could ever touch me. Nothing will ever hurt me. I will be so strong. I can't be defeated no matter what. Now, at that point, Jimmy and the Hulk took whatever that was in me, like I say, which is in everybody, and that's when it all started. That's when I started pressing my father for weights, bars, benches, and of course my dad would never say no to me. I knew he wouldn't, but my father was not a guy that would just give right in to you because he'd say to me, well, what about the boxing bag we hung from the rafters in the cellar where it sounded like when you're hitting it, you're going to break the floor right out of my home? What about that bike you had to have that you destroyed? All these things. And it was a reminder to let me know that it wasn't a no, but it was a firm a firm reminder that to get into any of this stuff, it costs money and it takes things that, you know, when you got five kids and you got a sick son, it's a lot of money. Well, it's, you know, as I always say, the law of attraction, even though I don't know if I was doing it back then or not, works. Because none other than a day or two later, my dad gets a call from my Aunt Gloria in Connecticut. Now, my Uncle Will was a master carpenter, and he taught shop and all that. He was a teacher. And he built a bench, and it was my cousin Willie, who was much older than me, had a weight set, and it was sand weights. And I don't know how they got talking about it, but the next thing I know, we're doing a road trip to Connecticut. The next thing I know, we're coming back with my wooden bench and my sand weights that are leaking all over the place, but I couldn't be happier and prouder. And I'm going to go right back to Dr. Wong momentarily, but as I said, when Jack's talking about DNA, I'll stretch it further. What is it that happens to all of us? And there's going to be many of us that are going to ask me, how do you know when it's going to happen? If it happens, it will happen. If it does, it will introduce itself to you. And you're going to know right away, because I knew with those two things that were in my life, I knew whatever it was when I finally grabbed the Hulk, that set everything in motion. And from starting with a leaky sand weight set plastic and a wooden bench, here we are today doing things that I never, ever dreamed of. And have been very successful and been very lucky. Believe me, I am one of the most fortunate guys that has ever walked the earth. But I will tell you that those two things in my life set the DNA off for where we are today. Doc, give it to me. Tell me. Tell me if I'm right, wrong. Where are we going?
You're absolutely right. Most men hit a crisis, and when they feel that crisis, their response usually is that they need to get stronger.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, society is trying its best to effeminize men by filling their bellies with estrogen, mm-hmm. which fills their blood and tissues with estrogen, by giving them all these messages on the boob tube that testosterone is bad. Yep. Being manly is bad. You should be weak. You should be understanding. You should be gentle and kind, as if strong men aren't gentle and kind.
Exactly.
But the inference is, since the days of women's lib, that testosterone is the reason for all of man's ills. And if men would only become estrogen dominant, bitchy, fat, hell, hold water weight,
yep,
and become serfs instead of kings, then the world would be fine. This is why I always allude to Valhalla.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why I always go back to that image of the Vikings, because their ultimate goal, they trained, they worked, they fought, they raided, they stole, they grew, they did everything to get into Valhalla.
Yep.
Okay, what are we doing in our lifetimes now to earn Valhalla?
Not much.
Think about that.
I think about that a lot, because you know what? As I told Dr. Wong the other day, and I said on some shows the other day, we've had nothing but snowstorms here the last 10 days. Big ones. Most people are all like, I heard them, or I talked to them. We're not going to get any winter this year. I said, don't be too confident of that, because things here could turn bad till April, all right? Well, what happened? Mother Nature came back with a vengeance, all right? Now, as you've heard me say many times, when my brother-in-law didn't have five kids with my sister, it was much easier for him to get over here. And I don't know if it was just the way it happened, but I can tell you, anytime there was snow at night with the whole back lit up, we were out walking stones. And I'm talking walking and stuff that was up to your knees at times, all right? Take a fall, drop the stone, laugh, freeze to the stone. Couldn't even get anything, you know, you'd have a flannel shirt on and you'd be slipping off the stone. It was so cold. But the whole idea of this was this. It was to go out and meet your Valhalla. It was to go out and meet the sword. It was to go out and be that barbarian. It was to go out there and push yourself just a little bit harder. So when you're out 4 or 5 months from now and it's 75 degrees out, that stone is going to propel you further than you ever have. And why? Because you went out and did the things that nobody else will do. They'll stay inside and say, why are you going out there? Well, I want to go out there because I want to go out and train. But it's freezing out. So what? So what? So these are the things that I do. And when I was out there the other day in that sub-zero weather, I was telling Dr. Wong, that wind, they had wind advisories out that whole day. That, I don't know about anybody, and I'm sure we've all had it. If you haven't, go try it if you want to. Go out and walk with a stone, not only when it's kind of treacherous walking, because if you've seen any of the video, you know how the driveway is. Cold, snow falling, but when you got wind and it grabs hold of that snow and it flies it in your face, I mean whips it across your face, and it almost blinds you for a second when you're walking, go out and do that for a while. Tell me how you feel. Tell me what you feel after that. And don't tell me you're cold and exhausted. What you should be feeling is exuberant, more fired up, and wanting to get better with your craft. See, I do things like that purposely to myself. And people say to me, you're out of your mind. I said, no, I'm not out of my mind. What I am is I'm a little bit ahead of the curve. Why? Because I think you need to introduce yourself to all kinds of things. And I'm not saying be foolhardy and get frostbite or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to emphasize. The smart ones are always the wise ones. They're the innovators. They're the creators. They're the leaders. They're the ones that put the things out that the people that were only wishing suddenly find and want to do. And that's the stuff that blows that DNA up in you that's been sitting there saying, why haven't you contacted me 25 years ago, my friend? We've been ready to roll forever. Go ahead, Doc.
Think of how, in the history of man, men have always looked for a challenge. Climbing a mountain, hunting a bear, doing whatever. We've always looked for a challenge. These days, the only challenges we get are fighting other imaginary characters on video games.
Yeah, yep.
And our thumbs get really strong.
Yeah.
Very arthritic. But that's about all that gets strong is our thumbs.
Yep.
There is no sublimation. There is no way to substitute for a real challenge. You lift stones in the cold and the wet and the slippery snow because it is a challenge.
Yep.
And your DNA wants the challenge.
Yep.
Because men are men and men need a challenge that we need to conquer. It's a reinforcement. It is the challenge itself is our exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to go back and remember that. We need to go back and find that. We need to turn off all the electronic stuff.
Yep. Yep.
Especially the video games and the television. Maybe leave the music on. You can leave your headset on while you're exercising if you're listening to the right music that actually strengthens you instead of weakens you. We can get into that in a minute.
Sure.
But you need to go back and you need to feed your body, you feed your mind, feed your DNA what 4.5 million years of existence on the earth has programmed men to do. Think about this. We've only gotten fat and sloppy in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
So 4.5 million years worth of development, and we've only gotten fat sloppy in the last 100 years, we've got that 4.5 million years calling to us because this society can't last the way it is much longer without imploding.
No. Yep.
And, you know,
yeah,
those who are strong and prepared and fit will survive, and those who have only faced challenges on video games will die. Good riddance to him.
Yeah. You know, it's not only that, too. You know, it comes down a lot to the environment, and I'm not going to use the excuse of the environment. But when you have no one that you can look up to or someone that really doesn't care about themselves and you associate with people that really don't care about themselves, what do you think is going to happen to you? Now, we do know there's certain people that somehow they figure it out and they get out of that environment. But, you know, nobody wants to say anything that is going to hurt anyone's feelings or demean them or make them feel like they're not worthy. Now, look, Dr. Wong and I aren't out to hurt anybody's feelings. But we're also here to tell you, too, that maybe you need to take a hard look at yourself and harden your feelings up and go out and start doing things. Now, I'll tell everybody this, even though I'm on shows and stuff, one day a week right now, I don't listen to radio. I don't watch television. And I'm very careful about anything that's coming across with email here and everything. And I'm going to tell you why. I want to formulate a whole different mind here, even more so. Not only a creative mind for the business, creative mind for the gym, but I want to change the way I feed myself mentally even more now. I feel that I want to harden my mind up harder, make it more pliable to how I want to do things. Things that I might have been involved in before, I don't want to do anymore. And this is my choice. This is nobody telling me to do it or not do it. But I think the way I want to survive the rest of my life, and I am going to cut down another day, probably it might be even 4 to 6 months from now, where I'm going to do a second day where there's no and I don't listen to a lot of radio or watch TV to begin with, but I want to cut that off more so. And I'm going to tell you why, everybody. And I think this is a lot of the problem, the confusion and the body types we have now and the uncertainty. And you see all the things that are going on in America right now. And I'm not going to get into that, but a lot of that, I believe, is not only overabundance. We're just talking males of estrogen being educated in a way where everybody else is at fault and I'm the guy or gal that's being hurt by everything. And the inability now to reason enough mentally to say, you know what, there's more to life than worrying about other people's causes that don't mean jack. And you know what, I need to get off my behind and I need to start making my life right. And I need to go out and be an individual that is not going to be a pawn to other people and do what they want me to do and then suffer the consequences later. Because let's face it, we know now that mortality rates are getting earlier and earlier in life. I mean, obviously, medicine keeps a lot of people alive probably way past their time. But look at now when you have diabetes running rampant in even 10-year-olds now all through the world. It's not just the USA. It's all through the world now. This is epidemic, all right? Why have we stepped into this realm like this, and why have we accepted this realm? Well, medicine has made it very easy, and I can't say anything. I'm not going to get into that because I wish they had something for Jimmy. I wish there was something that could have kept him alive. But you know what? I know in my heart that Jimmy was here to leave a lasting impression on all of us. And he did that, and that's where his uniqueness and his love was for everybody. I missed my brother like you can't imagine, but I'm glad he's gone. And I'm glad he's gone because I didn't want to see him sitting there rotting away anymore. He was too damn good to have to do that, and he suffered immensely for it. But the lessons he taught me, I'm going to speak for me, not my other siblings. Well, here we are today. We talk about him all the time. We're dedicated to him. You want to talk about a warrior and a hero? We hear that word tossed around all over. There's a guy, an unassuming guy, that people loved, that I never heard say a bad word about anyone or anything, and I know he suffered, man. I know he did. But yet, he never pulled out of society. We took him everywhere with us. And the lessons I want to show you here today, when we talk about training for honor, when we talk about honor, honor is training, yes, getting to the bare bones of what we are, drilling down so deep it goes through everything, your core, your whole body. But what I want to tell you, there's more to it even than that. It's the heroes that are the unsung. That's what I call the article I just wrote about Jimmy. The unsung heroes that do things unassumingly, that don't need to be patted on the back, do not need to be told how great they are. It's the ones that can hold up the pillars of anything, thrive, and get better. So when we come to the end of our days, there's not going to be, oh, I wish I did that, or I didn't do enough, or back and forth. When I go, I'd just soon go by a sword. I wish I could take myself time travel back. Let's go to battle, and I'm an old guy that still is going to be in his last battle, and if I don't make it through, I get a battle axe right through the middle of my head. I went out with honor. I went out with my boots on. All right, Doc, it's yours, brother.
Lo, there do I see my father. Lo, there do I see my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Lo, there do I see the line of my family back to the time of the beginning.
Yep.
Lo, they call and bid me to join them in Valhalla, where the brave shall live forever. I think that's so cool. Matter of fact, I'm wearing that shirt today.
I love that.
We need to find what society has taken away from us, because they've told us it's bullying, because they've told us it's whatever. Now, there's a difference between being bullied on the street corner, although I have to admit, part of the reason I started lifting weights is because I was bullied.
Yeah.
I was a nice little kid, and I was wonderful, and I never hurt anybody, and I was so, you know, thoughtful of everyone. I got the shit stomped out of me, pardon my French.
That's okay.
But think of bullying in terms – let's think of it in terms of a familiar person that we can sort of kind of smile at. Mm-hmm. Think of it in terms of Lee Ermey. Okay, here you've got the sergeant from Full Metal Jacket.
Yep.
And if you've ever seen his Geico commercial, that's the funniest commercial ever made.
Yep.
I mean, so think of a guy like Lee Ermey, who, yes, he's going to bully the hell out of you, but it's for a damn good reason, because he wants to make you stronger, because he wants to turn you from putty into steel.
Yep.
So we put up with the bullying, we put up with the intimidation, we put up, oh, I'm terrible, I'm being so intimidated.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
You know, you can either react like that and turn into a pile of jello, or you can turn yourself into a rock.
Yeah.
Where everything bounces off of, where everything breaks that touches you. You can turn yourself into water that cuts through everything and creates canyons and mountains. You can turn yourself into the strongest, most viable man you could possibly be. Contrast that image in your brain of being a warrior with sitting on the couch eating bonbons and potato chips.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. And you know this from doing this stuff much longer than I. Number one, it is an honor to be able to do anything physical. You know, I know that more than probably most people. Number two, it is an honor to get your head shoved right through the floor via your own, obviously, yourself. Number three, it's even a bigger honor to come back up through the floor and destroy what's in front of you. That's number three. Number four, it's an honor to go somewhere out of your own country or compete in your own country in something you love to do. Win or lose, you still did it. Number five, whether you made it or not with it, is it not great to go back and either you defeat it or you go longer with it, or you lift it a number of more times, and isn't it even the next honor? Number six, to make mutual friends of strength and power and size and every other thing you can associate with that battle for the rest of your life. Men, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm pleading with you. Don't undersell yourself. Don't let others undersell who you are. Get off the games. Get off the TV. Get off the texting. Even if it's one day a week. And I know it's probably going to be painful as can be for you. But I am here to tell you, once you start breaking these cycles, life is going to treat you like the Ferrari you should be treated like. And you are going to treat others like the Ferrari they should be treated like. And I got news for you. You won't look back, and you're going to say repeatedly, why did I wait so long? But you know what? That doesn't matter. You took the necessary steps to make the change. Now, once you do that, the world, as they say, is your oyster. And I will tell you this, from much experience, from many heartaches, you've heard about the business, everything. Eventually, like they used to call John Gotti, Teflon, you will literally become Teflon. Yes, you're going to have days where, man, you might even have a point where you're ready to break. But I am here to tell you, all of that preparation, all of the great right decisions you made, all of taking action, and the big word is discipline, I promise you, success not only is waiting for you, it beckons you to arrive. It's calling you. So, I hope at some point, everybody listening to these shows, we all end up in Iceland or Scotland or Wales or wherever, and we share our stories. We share our tales of hope for everybody. Because I got news for you. That's what I'm planning on the next 28 years. What about you? Ask yourself that question after you hear this show. Are you man enough? Do you want to join us? Do you want to be part of our family, our revolution? Do you want to be part of Dr. Wong and I and everybody else who's family associated here? I got news for you. I say 28 years. This show could last another 50 years for all I know. I don't know, but I promise you, between now and the end, this will be like nothing you have ever encountered in your life. Join it. Dr. Wong, summarize everything. I want to hear what you say. Give out your information. I'll give mine, and we will get ready for, we'll talk offline, but we'll definitely be on in March, and take it away.
One of the things you should never be is satisfied with yourself. Absolutely never. Drill instructors motivate by humiliating you. Think about that. They're humiliating and they're bullying you. Well, as good as my DIs were in the Corps, and they were some of the best DIs around, because, you know, the Marine Corps used to train everybody else's DIs, but I'm sorry, the Air Force, the Navy, and the Army DIs just didn't turn out the way the Marine Corps DIs did. I am harsher on myself than my DIs ever were with me.
Yep.
You can never be satisfied with yourself, because the second you are, you'll sit back on the couch and eat your chips. You can never be happy with your accomplishments. You must always be striving. You must always be looking to better yourself. You must always be looking to be stronger, better, faster. And when you get to the age where things are beginning to deteriorate, that's when you really have to get frickin' nasty with yourself.
Yep.
Because it will be so easy to say, okay, I'm over 50, I'm over 55, I'm over 60. It's time for me to rest. It's time for me to stop. I don't have the joints. I don't have this. I don't have that. And it will be so easy to be complacent and let yourself slip off into la-la land and be soft. That's when you really have to pull out your fangs and really start getting on your ass to build yourself back to be as strong as you can possibly be, so that, like what Eric just said, you're the old guy with the sword facing an intractable horde, facing this enemy that you know is going to kill you, but by God, you're going to take a bunch of them with you.
Yeah.
And you're going to Valhalla at the end of it.
Yep.
Because you've proven yourself.
Yep.
Don't die in a hospital bed deteriorating away.
Yep. This is why I look forward to building this company so much through all the new stuff in the show, where I can get out there on my own. Obviously, building the capital, we need to do all this. Is I'll tell you what, Doc, I've said it before, my heart is aching to get back there. And I'm probably not close enough yet anyways to being fully where I need to be. But every day here, I take another step towards there. And I want to tell everybody, if you're a stone lifter or even if you're envious of that stuff, and Iceland, and you want to know more about Scotland and Wales, I'm begging you to go there. Go there, I am telling you. And I'm sure there's plenty of places in the United States. It's just no one's ever brought anything out with that. And that's potential here, too. But if you want to go set one foot in the old world and one in the new, go to Iceland first. Go to Húsafell, even if you don't lift, or you aren't a stone lifter, or whatever you are, go there and see that history. When you walk on that land, you remember I said in the middle of the show, something might just touch that hidden DNA, that whatever that is in us that suddenly gets ignited into what we really want to do. There might be a half dozen of you that go there, and that's going to happen to you because it is that breathtaking to see. When you see something that's been there for hundreds of years, that sheep pen, and you see that Husafell stone, man, oh, man, if that doesn't get your blood curdling and that savage that just wants to scream, I don't know anything else that's going to do it other than basically if you go into a battle and get a sword put right through the middle of your chest. You're going to see everything right in front of you, and you are going to let out that scream and fall down. But I'm telling you, if you want to live and see something that will make you absolutely just want to go, I would tell you, if you got the means, go out and look at Icelandic Air and start thinking about going over and doing a trip. Or if we end up offering a trip, I'll let everybody know, and you can meet Martin and I in Iceland. But I promise you this, it will be the biggest life experience. Probably the only other thing I ever hear is having a child, and I don't have any. I know from my family it is definitely something that is monstrous and very noble, but I'm talking about going over there for your own, for yourself, for what is going to happen down the road for you. Take a trip to Iceland. Doc, anything else? I didn't mean to cut you off. I hope I didn't.
Oh, perfectly okay.
Anything else?
Go for the Icelandic girls.
I can tell you they're absolutely the most beautiful women I've ever seen in the world.
Amen.
And that is no lie, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. The country is just, I know a lot of people will say to me this, that, and the other thing about it. It doesn't really matter to me. If you like the ocean, you like hot springs, you love stones, Reykjavik is incredible to go and visit, stay in. There's plenty of things to do, and there's plenty of reasons why you might want to stay there permanently, believe me. So, Doc, anything else you want to give out? Give out any information. I'll give mine, and hang on the line, please.
Thank you. Anyone who wants to listen to me rant and rave can go to drwongradio.com, drwongradio.com. If you want to read my articles on health, strength, exercise, hormones, martial arts, and spirituality, go to drwong.u as in United, S as in States. And if you want to take a look at my supplements, please go to drwongsessentials.com.
Awesome. This is Motivation Muscle streaming radio 24/7. As I said, go out to motivationmuscle.com, download our two free ebooks. They're free. Just leave us your email address. Get ready, too. You're going to see three brand new pages with three brand new products. I would say by the end of this month, everything will be fully finished and developed. But we do want to get them out there, start talking about them. We'll have Dr. Wong on again. We're going to be talking about the three of them because I'm going to, at that point, he'll have a chance to look everything over. And as you know, his opinion means very much to me here. And I know the people that listen here love to hear what he says, and we're all for that. Go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. As I said, go out and look at the vault. It is huge, and just go out and look at the shows Dr. Wong and I have done. Incredible stuff. Also, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them words of encouragement, of inspiration. Five words can change your life, and I know that for a fact. As my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all you get that day. And, I say hello to people as much as I can now, and you'd be surprised how startled people are when you say hello to them. You know what that is? That's not only fear, but that's just people that haven't crawled out of the hole and decided to be part of society. They want to go put their head down and not get involved. Well, you know what? You want to live like that. Eat your potato chips. Don't worry about going and wielding the sword and stone. You're not going to ever get there, and that's a tragic thing if you don't, and that's why we're going to change all that, believe me. Also, too, if you're going to lift today, bend it, break it, tear it, squat it, press it, pull it. If you're going to lift stones, turn them into dust. Also, too, As the Hoosa Steel Crusher says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear cut the path. We're not ever going to follow anyone's. We are the path cutters. Dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. And as the great Russell Fur says, oh, before that, no one will ever clip our balls. And as Russell says, when I listen to your shows, there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. Once again, we've got one that just filled the entire jug, believe me. Unbelievable. Also, too, Frank Klein, the greatest college professor in business any guy or girl could ever have. Repetition, repetition, repetition. My dad, who I wish was here right now physically in front of me, because I'm telling you, I've got so much I'd love to just talk to him about, and it would just be great. And I know he knows what's going on here. I know he's with me every day. Be a leader, not a follower. Very important things he used to remind me, but that was one of the main things he used to always say to me, and I'm glad he did. Also, John Ridge, my greatest chiropractor ever, who we lost almost 3 years ago to cancer. I used to go there every Friday afternoon. John was a father figure to me. I'd lost my pop long before I met John, and he would have been my dad's age and era. Two words he'd walk everybody to the door and say to, keep smiling. I dare you say that to yourself on the worst day of your life and not smile. John would be very proud that I'm carrying on his legacy, and I am honored to say those two words. Keep smiling. Also, too, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by and tell 100 of your friends or more, because we're not going to knock on your door. We're going to put our foot through it. Dr. Wong, what can I say? It's always an honor to work with someone of your caliber, number one. You're a gentleman. You know, you're no BS, we know that, but there's one thing I've always admired about you is no matter what, you're always very cordial to people, and you're very generous and very generous to me, and I thank you for all those fine qualities you always have had and you present
to
everyone.
You're very welcome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So, as Les Brown says, you all have greatness in you, but we're going to go two steps further. We believe in you, and we got your back, and remember that in today's world, not many people are going to ever own up to that, but we're with you. So we'll have Dr. Wong on next month, guaranteed, and we might be doing a few things even before then. So for Dr. William Wong, this is Eric Fiorello. Have a great weekend, everybody. This show will be up no later than, I believe, Tuesday of next week. We are pretty much getting shows out within every couple days. Will Dinwiddie, I believe, I'll give you the thing. Will be up tomorrow, Paul Firepower Gray Sunday, and I believe, possibly, it'll probably be Monday we'll have Dr. Wong up. So that's pretty quick turnover, and wait till you hear this one. So everybody, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon, and thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.